Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We've been going through the book, What's Wrong with Religion by Skye Jathani. And the past couple weeks we've talked about everyone is religious, religion ruins the world, and how getting rid of religion doesn't help, and God doesn't exist to be used. And this week what I want to talk about is that the radical life isn't what you think. Because in Christianity, we kind of put a lot of pressure on ourselves and others that if we believe in Jesus, then we need to tell other people about Jesus, that their souls are at stake. And so then this puts extreme pressure that you feel like, maybe I need to be a missionary. I mean, have you ever felt not good enough when it comes to faith? Do you feel like you're not doing enough? And so that's the pressure. And sometimes people uproot their whole life and they recalibrate everything. They go across the world to serve. You become a prayer warrior that you are constantly praying for others because you feel like nobody else is. And so we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to take care of these things. And so then we think that's the radical life, is that we're going to let go of everything and go follow Jesus where Jesus wants us to be. And obviously that's across the world. But actually, that's when religion gets bad. That's when religion becomes extremism, when it becomes fanaticism, when it becomes zealots. We become zealots when we do that. So it becomes either or very black and white, or from this side to this side, the polarization of religion. And so God just wants a relationship. God doesn't call us to just go across the world to serve others to please God, but God wants a relationship with us because that relationship is going to change and transform our hearts, and we're going to be able to see the world and the kingdom of God here and now and see people as God sees them. That's what relationship with God does when we commune with God. And you don't have to go across the world to do that. You could do that in your own context. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 7, 17 through 24, Paul tells the church in Corinth that they do not need to change their circumstances to experience God more fully or have God love them, because God found them where they were. God met them where they're at. And Paul says that stay on the path where God found you. This is where you are meant to be in your context. This is how you enact heaven on earth now. You stay where you are and you love your neighbors. You make their world a better place. Because if we think about radical life, radical, the root of that word actually means root. So like the roots under a plant is what sustains a plant. And so a radical relationship means that is the thing that's going to sustain us, our relationship with God. And so the truly radical life then is not defined by a person's visible circumstances. Instead, it is a life that draws strength and power from a deep, rooted, and often invisible connection to God. God is relationship. The doctrine of the Trinity means that God is relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as one. And that God created us not just to love Him. God didn't create us so that we would love Him. God created us out of His perfect love. God's perfect love spilled over to create all of creation, everything that we see, because God is love. So we often think of the radical life with God as a transaction, that God has done this for me, and now I'm going to go show God how much I appreciate, or show God that, or tell others about God. And so it becomes a transaction. Instead, what God wants is a radical relationship that transforms us. So instead of transaction, we are transformed. And it keeps us open to the ways that the Spirit moves us and brings us into a new reality. And the Spirit of God will continue to nudge us, change us. And God's always 10 steps ahead of us. God is constantly pulling us forward. And so that's the difference between transaction versus transformation, and also communicate versus communion. We often think of terms in our relationship with God as simply communicating, praying. And so it's like this one-directional relationship where God wants us to commune with God. Commune with God. And so this week, I want to ask you a question that you ponder on. As we've been talking about what's wrong with religion, when religion gets extremist, when it says that you, in order to be radical, you have to uproot everything. That's not the case. You need to just commune with God here and now. That's the radical life, because that changes everything. So how can you better commune with God? Think of that question this week. How can you better commune with God through prayer, service, study, relationships? How do you strengthen that? And have a great week.